Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, and cheers to 2022 and the resolutions that you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Sounds good to me, huh? And our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop in 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and insert promo code Bubba for 20% off and free shipping. You know, a grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reliever before showing off your brand new 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smelliest part of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. To complete your set, Manscaped threw in the new Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs, all as free gifts to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba.
This is going to give me the tap.
Tap, tap.
The courtesy tap as if I was giving him some road hiss.
Ooh.
I'll tell you, man, we've been getting some unbelievable volume additions in our Facebook followers.
Nice.
Like we just
got the tap. Did you hear it?
Oh, we got the tap.
Yeah,
we
got the tap.
We got the tap.
We got the tap.
Does that mean we're
tap,
live?
Tappity tap tap.
Tap tap tappity tap live. Should be live on Facebook and YouTube.
124 YouTube.
Should be.
124 on YouTube.
Yep. They were waiting patiently. 130.
And we got 12 on Facebook. But that will quickly grow, especially my posse among women.
Oh, yeah.
They love me.
Yeah. Love that posse.
Facebook host.
I love that posse.
Me too.
Anna, your Instagram, bitch. And Lummy, do you know a lot about Instagram as well?
No.
So, Anna, if I am on my personal Instagram, which I don't want to be, I don't even care, like, I keep it, but I want to get on our Instagram.
You need access to the account.
I think so. And how do I get off of mine?
Okay, so you're on yours on the main page, right?
Yes. I'm on the,
so in the bottom right, you see the little icon with your thing on it?
In the bottom right, it has like a little guy.
Yeah, click it.
Click it.
And that goes to your page, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm on my page right now.
Okay, so on the top left.
It says The Real Bubba Army. I've posted 8 times.
So on the top left, where your name's at, can you do a pull-down deal?
No.
Okay,
what so mean then, the top left where my name
here,
is?
Here, I'll show him.
Here.
Ow.
Yeah, man, why do I feel like that guy all of a sudden now? Like, I feel like Grandpa on a fucking smartphone. Why do I feel like Grandpa on a smartphone?
That's not how this works.
So this is right here, right?
We're in 2020.
You smell good.
Thank you.
Clean.
She always does.
All right, so what do I do here?
Ask her if she ever uses any soap.
So fresh. It's
clean, I don't care if she uses soap or not.
She uses bottles of soap a day.
So I go to that and then log in.
Once we get you in, you'll get something like me and then you can switch.
Like I was saying.
All right, so once you get create a new account or log into an existing.
Log into existing.
Right, and then you're going to have to give me this. So it's, what is it, the Bubba Army?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, maybe you think it's going to go in there?
Susan Poitras with 200 stars.
No, incorrect password.
I honestly don't know the
password. Oh, no.
Does anybody know the password?
Yeah, I think I do.
Blitz will send it to me. And then I'll be able to get in our Instagram, and I can start doing stuff like that. And Anna, we're showing game. Ace has been working on Instagram.
I know,
as well.
I've seen.
And I don't want that to step on your toes because, you know, you guys both get your bonuses. So, like, you know.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah. Based and we've had a little jump in there. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's a 16.5, I think, now.
Yeah. And so, Blitz, are you going to text that to me?
Yeah, I got to find it first. I have it somewhere.
Bum, 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 bum. Okay, buddy. Just texted Brent Hatley.
Sorry.
Said that Caitlin's sleeping. She didn't sleep well last night.
Oh.
She was fucking. Sorry.
But
well, duh.
But she said, I go, he said, again, she's locked in.
Sweet.
Great. And then Blitz is going to get me my Instagram.
Yep.
And let me, I can go live on Instagram every once in a while. Can
nice.
I not?
Yeah.
Now, if you just had to pick like one or two platforms to go live on, what would you suggest? Because like 7 or 8 is a lot.
How many do we got?
A lot.
Well, I know.
Twitter. Oh, we got Twitch.
Well, we don't have Twitter.
No, we have Twitch.
Right, which is the number one.
YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.
What'd you say again? Hold on. Yes. How about 10:30 a.m.? I'm getting Caitlin locked in for 10:30 tomorrow, Brent. I mean, Blitz.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow. Well, I would say Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, and then probably Instagram is your three big ones. I mean, right?
Yeah, I'd say
I agree.
And, you know, we're really doing, you know, we're doing a lot more stuff on Facebook and YouTube, and we've been seeing huge gains over there. Huge gains over there. Hey, Ashley, how you doing? Is that Trickney, Ashley?
Trickney.
Are we all good?
I talked to her yesterday. Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Is Bubba Light good? Is Heather Wiz good?
Heather Wiz, 500 stars. I don't think Heather
Iggy
Wiz
good?
Is
good. Is Wags good? Is everybody good? Is everybody good? I think the only person that's not good right now is Unsavory. Did he take a lot of heat? Has Unsavory taken a lot of heat? Like, what's the scuttlebutt? You know, like, what are people saying?
Unsavory's just a dick.
Why is he so hard to get along? Like, why? What's Unsavory's problem, Lummy?
No, he's jokes, you know.
Jokes.
We're in show business.
Jokes.
No, he messaged me, you know, he apologized and everything, so. I think he understands.
He doesn't get that, like, some of the stuff he does creates, like, actual heat for us, like, for real.
Right.
You know, because it is funny to him, because who cares?
So, Blitz, I kind of understand what you were saying earlier, and I want to apologize to you. If we were to hang these no parking signs, I think you're right. You got to face them out.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to put them like a regular sign on the side of the street, like, you know.
That wouldn't make sense, though.
No, it wouldn't. But if we put four of those in the ditch area, right? Like, just a little bit up from the ditch, right?
Yeah.
Was that where you'd put them, Blitz? Like, you know where the ditch is? Maybe like
a foot off the fence?
A foot off the fence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a foot and a half off the fence. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, I wonder if we could put them on the fence if it would still...
We can.
They kind of zip tie them?
Well, that looks...
Yeah, I mean, we can do it right, but yeah.
But that... So would you put them on the fence? Actually, I think just putting them in I think Blitz using, you know, like a post, you know, street sign post might
like
be better
channel,
than zip tying them to the fence. What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think we should go post or fence?
I would say post.
Yeah.
Once they start, like, you know, the thing is they're going to look good no matter what, but like in a year or two when the sign starts to rust or the bolts start to rust and it's going to look crappy on the fence.
Right. Then otherwise you can, yeah. And then I got to tell you, Blitz, I mean, Lummy, can you ask Rick and see if we got a bill for this?
No, he said he got it covered last time I talked to him.
Right, ask him if they make it bigger ones, too. We need bigger ones.
No, we don't need bigger ones.
I said 18 by 24. Bubba's like, how about 4 foot by 3 foot?
Man, they're badass. I mean, if you park, but you got to have some pretty big balls if you're going to park in front of our place, are you not?
Yeah.
And they're going to be gaudy. And that's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rib.
That's what we're known for.
Yeah, and it's ribs. I mean, look, it's got Bubba Army on there. You know, Bubba... And to get your car out of impound, first of all, we don't even have a tow truck, okay?
Not yet.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Start parking there, bitches.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll get a tow truck.
Well, Blitz, at the end of the day, if it's our property, we can call Crockett's, can we not?
I mean, probably not.
Blitz, I think we're covered. We posted.
Yeah.
And the first thing the city is going to say to you is, do they park your property? Yes. Do you have posted no parking signs? Yes. Do you have...
In Spanish.
I know what you're saying.
Do we have it in
Spanish? I know what you're saying, and I agree. However, they have to be X amount of size, and they have to say this exactly, and they have to do, you know,
sir, I think we got size covered.
Yeah. I know.
Sir, I don't think you're going to get me on a fucking size violation
right here,
buddy.
No, I'm triple the size. But you know what they're... You know, bullshit.
Should we just put two up? Or
I think we should put one of each.
Just, yeah, one of each.
Yeah.
Yeah, four is a little much.
We wouldn't be able to see out because it'd block our view.
In fact, the tin, the metal might cause a reflection on some of the airlines coming in and they crash. What was the cause of the crash? Well, the crash was caused by these four fucking tin signs that Bubba Clem has. Clem's Towing. It doesn't even exist. Call 813-902-8222, which is our studio numbers. So anyway, Rick, let me know if I got a bill on that, okay, buddy?
They're really nice, though.
Oh my God, they're so nice. And secondly, Rick, give me a price.
I asked them, I said, how much that Bubba Army sign cost?
Like his price.
Yeah, like our price.
If I was gonna make 24 of them and offer them on BubbaArmyMerch.com.
Right.
You know what? First of all, Blitz, I'm about to figure out how to. The cost in shipping them.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be and the boxes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like those.
I saw you tore that box up, and I was like, that's a perfect box for the paintings or your cancel out series.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Oh, man.
Speaking of which, I just talked to Hatley, and Hatley has. Hold on. Hatley, yes, sir. Tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., Caitlin Hatley will be on the show.
We're also doing it on the after show. Well, I guess we'll wait till after that interview is Lummy's taking the tree down.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, or Lummy, you can be taking the tree down.
During it.
Well, I'm only going to be talking to her for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, so we'll just wait.
And then Lummy got to take the tree down. And Lummy, yep. The reason why the tree is continuing to make it is because we have been handling it ever since Trace left.
Yep.
We've been handling it with kid gloves. It's got its own little container, own little bags.
Mm-hmm.
So how nice you put it away will be whether it works again next year.
Yep. And I've learned the last couple of years how to put it away correctly.
Right. And then you put it right there in that little storage unit. And oddly enough, it didn't get fucked with at all now, did it?
Nope.
In fact, I've been cleaning those storage units out a little bit.
I know. I saw something in the bullpen that I really like. I'm jealous of.
Hold on. What?
The baseball bat.
Oh, the Pete Rose bat?
Yeah, he's my favorite player.
Yeah, but you know it says to Bubba.
I know. I thought it was cool.
That makes it even better for Lummy.
No, I thought it was badass. I looked at him like, I was like, why is there a baseball bat here? Because I haven't seen it.
It says Pete Rose Hit King.
I saw Hit King, and I go, no fucking way. Is this Pete Rose? And I looked, and I go,
Lummy,
and said,
guess
hey,
what?
Bubba.
Yeah. That's yours. I'm giving that
to you. Are you serious?
For real. Go get it right now before I turn my mind.
He just jizzed.
Hit him with it.
In order for you
to put it in the chipper.
If you want it, I gotta hit you in the back of the head.
If you want it, you must take a blow from it.
Yes.
And then throw it in the chipper.
And then,
what the hell?
Then I'm gonna stick it up my ass. It looks like it's got a little faded. It's been faded a little bit, but I mean. You can still see it, can't you?
Yeah.
It's probably where, I mean, if it
That's
if,
cool.
I mean,
Lummy's excited about
that's
that.
That's awesome.
I'm not telling this going. This is
if
going
it you're excited about it, is
if
what
it
I
wasn't
said.
Too yeah. Bubba, I bet you that. And you could take some, you know, Blitz, you could take some mild cleaner and take the two Bubba off.
No, I'm going to leave it on.
No, I'm saying you could, though. But I mean, I wonder what a Pete Rose signed bat is worth.
He put my main man.
My main man, Bubba. Show the camera, Lummy. I was trying to see it. Lummy, don't touch the. Don't put your hands on the autograph. It's already frail. The autograph's already a little frail.
Yeah, it is. You have to give us all cases for it.
Yep.
What's it say?
Who's Pete Rose? He played for what?
Hold on.
The team.
You know what Pete Rose? What'd you just say?
What the fuck did you?
I know
just
he
say?
Played baseball. Obviously.
Who's Pete Rose?
Wow. Who's Pete Rose?
He's probably the greatest. He's probably the greatest
gambler
all-time.
Of all. Right? Oh, what?
I don't think he's a good gambler.
Oh.
Is he dead?
He's still alive. Oh. He's probably the greatest baseball player ever to live.
Better than Babe Ruth?
Yes.
Better than Mark McGrath?
Yeah, from Sugar Ray?
Better than Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
I didn't think I knew that one, did you, boys?
It's for a general... utility player that was good on defense that can get on base. Did Lummy with that many hits? Where is he in RBIs? Is he up there in RBIs?
Yeah, he's up there. A lot of guys have kind of passed him because he usually batted in that 1-2 spot. So a lot of guys
were on
base.
He was a switch hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a switch hitter too.
Oh, which means left and right.
He played both ways.
Yeah, he played both ways.
He swung both ways.
Is there any high profile guys, left that are switch hitters? It's kind of a thing of the past, isn't it?
It kind of is.
And is it because pitching's gotten so good that you have to just really lock in on one side because you just can't be decent?
Could you imagine
both?
Playing sports in like the 40s and 50s and shit where like they didn't even know what the fuck they were doing?
Yeah, I mean, like back in the day, like, you know, you had your Chipper Jones switch hitter, your Mickey Mantles, Tim Raines.
But I think what's the last good, probably Chipper Jones might have been the last really good switch hitter, right?
Yeah. He's probably the last one.
And would you say that Pete Rose arguably is probably the greatest baseball player of all time, just based on Charlie? I mean, first of all, he was great on defense.
Yeah.
Secondly, man, the motherfucker was Charlie Hustle. Like, Anna, he was.
Oh, he's 80 right now.
He hustled.
He wanted to win every fucking game.
Like, Anna, ask when did he get into the Hall of Fame?
When did he get in the Hall of Fame? Do you know that?
He's not.
Blitz.
What?
Why'd you set me up for that?
He's the greatest player of all time, and he gambled. He was a manager, and he bet. Now, here's a problem I have.
That's bullshit.
Is that he bet to win. They have zero evidence that Pete Rose ever bet against his team.
Correct.
Like, he
and
never.
That, and that does make a big difference.
It makes a huge difference.
It really does.
Yeah, you're playing to win.
You're playing to win.
I know.
Like, you're not throwing the game.
Right.
You're fucking doing everything you can to win the game, which at the end of the day is what baseball wants, because some managers, sometimes they do kind of lay down on the way they manage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but Pete Rose is like, fuck that. I got 1,500 on this game. We got to fucking win.
Yeah.
He would bet on his own games.
And he was coaching and fucking playing. That's how much you wanted to win.
So, but hold on. So he bet. So that's like the number one thing in baseball, like, is betting. Like, baseball has had betting issues over the years.
Like the actual players.
The players.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, they don't want anyone with associated with baseball to bet on anything.
Like any sport. Wow. Like if you play any sport and you're betting on that sport, it is it's like the child touching of sport.
Oh, it's a no-no.
Like you don't fucking do it.
Is that why he didn't make it in the Hall of Fame?
So hold on now. So they got him in this big fucking deal, but in the evidence, first of all, he lied about it. He fucking completely lied about it.
Forever.
But,
I mean,
he said he never gambled.
But maybe gambling to him, Blitz, is not betting against yourself.
That's right.
You know, like that's not gambling. I get it is technically, but Anna, here's the deal. In the evidence that they got, they never, and they tried to throw, they found everything. They found everything. So they got every piece of evidence, and never once did he bet for his team to lose. He always bet for his team to win. Well, they still banned the fuck out of him, and he can never be in the Hall of Fame, even though he's the greatest player of all time. I, myself, think that that's a bunch of bullshit, and they ought to judge him for what he did on the field. And since he never bet, now, if he had bet one time that the Phillies or the Reds, whoever the fuck he was playing for and coaching for, if he had it just one time, if they could find one instance that he bet against his team, then fuck it. He's done. Gone. But they never did. He fucking wanted to win so much, Blitz, that he bet on himself. I don't really have a problem with that.
And he had a winning record as a manager.
And here's the deal. Did you know in boxing and in MMA, you're allowed to go up and bet on yourself? Did you know that?
Yeah.
To win. Did you know that, like, Oscar De La Hoya and like, Mayweather and all these...
Mayweather bets a lot of money.
Mayweather would, you know, like, Money Mayweather would walk up to MGM Grand and say, I'm betting $2 million on me to win. And that's legal. That's legal. It's not a problem at all.
It's kind of badass.
So why wouldn't it be badass that Pete goes, hey, I got $5,000 on for the Reds to win. I'm the coach of the Reds. Yeah. What's the fucking problem with that?
Right.
None.
Because you can't throw a game by saying we're going to win.
Yeah, you can't throw a game by saying we're going to win.
Right.
Hello? Now, Blitz, if there were over and unders where he said, okay, we're going to win by two, and he could control it, but it was nothing like that. Right. It was win or lose.
It was a money line bet.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, here's one for you, Anna. The guy who basically banned Pete Rose forever is Pig Vomit from Private Parts' dad.
Yeah, that's true.
A. Bartlett Giamatti.
Yeah, what was his name? What was his name? Bartlett Giamatti?
Yep. A. Bartlett Giamatti.
Yeah, he was a motherfucker, too.
Yale guy.
Just like his son. But his son's, I will tell you this, man, his son's a hell of an actor.
So good.
He's a fucking great actor. He really is.
Love you guys.
Bye, buddy.
Supposedly, there was a deal that Pete Rose made with him that he was going to take a band for a couple years, and then he died and that he got fucked.
I heard that, too. Hello.
Hey, what's up, it's Brandon.
Hi, Brandon the Quad. I got Caitlin on the air tomorrow, 10:30, the same time, just to lock in and verify everything.
Oh, yeah.
Publicly. Blitzer's one thing, me talking to her privately.
Exactly.
But publicly, we're going to go ahead and lock that pussy right on in. Right,
I got to lock that pussy in.
We're going to lock that pussy in, B.
Damn right.
Is it me or that this edging regiment that Brandon's been involved in has really cleared up his speech issues?
Yeah, it has. He's cured.
Well, I got a new smartphone, so my hand, so I can hold it better, so I don't have to worry about dropping it.
Yeah, like, my God, like, you barely stutter anymore. Like, I think jacking off has cured your tip. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And drinking that Gatorade, too.
Now, where are you on your jacking off deal for today?
I gotta wait till 12 now.
I know. And so you got one party in or two parties in?
I got one party in.
You got one party in. Now, are you edging? Or are you just partying and being done with it? Because you got to edge. You got to take yourself right to the edge.
I'm edging right now.
Well, I don't know if I mean.
See, when I've heard him on phone calls, that's what he sounds like.
So you literally are doing it. Right, I mean, you're doing that. That's you're.
Yeah.
You are right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want me.
Well, he's watching
that's
you,
gross,
Bubba.
Man.
He's talking to you, Bubba.
It's kind of hot, I think.
I feel
educated.
Hey, edge Brandon, it's Bubba. How you feeling there, big boy?
I'm busy edging.
Oh yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, tell me about it. Is it getting a little?
Yeah.
Is it getting a little hard?
Yeah.
It's getting nice and tight.
Let me come borrow that bat real quick. Come borrow that bat. I need to hit myself in the head with it.
We don't need blood stains on Pete Rose's.
Wow.
How you feeling, buddy?
How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah. Well, slow it down now. Slow it down a little bit there, buddy.
Oh, take a breath.
Those breaths are really fucking me
out. Anna wasn't here for that fucking 2-hour regimen overdose we did with him that one day.
Yeah, he's we got him on an edging.
Oh, I'm aware.
Trying to build up some tolerances on his.
Called into Anna's law yesterday.
Hey, I don't remember. Was Anna there when I said what I did at school?
Oh, no. She wasn't.
What he saying?
What he did at school?
What'd you do at school?
When I was in middle school, I just let it right in my pants.
Oh, I know, and your mom cleaned it.
He jerk off right there, and
in class.
I know. I remember. Yeah. I was there when he told the story.
He'd Elmer's glue his fucking jeans to himself, and his mom had
yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, she cleans them up all the time anyway. Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's seeing the bigger loads.
Now, does your mom know that you're in training right now?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, this is real training, my friend. Like, this is
this
a real
is your
thing.
Super Bowl.
This is a real thing. This is your lifetime Super Bowl.
Olympics.
Yes, it is.
I mean, this might only happen to you one time in your life.
And this is the special Olympics.
And I'm not trying to, like, you know, be a Debbie Downer and say that you're not going to get some other pussy, you know, or anything like that. Because I hope that, you know, we can make this an annual thing. Maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and trust me. I know how awesome this is. This is like a unicorn for me.
And so let me explain, everybody, what we're going through here. This is Brandon the Quad, and he's – Brandon, how old are you? 36? 37 years old, and he was born with cerebral palsy, and he's confined. Yes, he's been now, have you been in a wheelchair all of your life, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
So, your mom didn't know you had cerebral palsy until you were, like, what, 6 months old?
11 months old.
11, okay.
She just carried me around.
She just carried you around because she thought, you know, because kids don't walk then at that time or nothing like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
she
back.
She thought, you know, I was slow because I was too much early.
Yeah, you're premature. You're a little slow. Figured you catch back up, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
Well, you never did because you were diagnosed with cerebral palsy, so you've been confined to a wheelchair all your life.
Yep.
And we're your favorite show, and we're not making fun of you at all. We are giving everybody kind of the Brandon the Quad story. So over the years, you've been a character that calls in the show. And we love the hell out of you, and you're Bubba Army royalty. And so you've never, I mean, we've been very open about the fact that you are a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but you still are very sexually active with yourself. You masturbate a lot.
Yep.
And you got this condom catheter that your mom puts on, and that's where, you know, that when you party, that's where it goes, just right down the catheter.
Sure does.
And so we have an annual party every year. Now, the trolls are trying like hell to get this year's party canceled. But the party will still go on. BARP, Bubba Army Royalty Party. It's where we do our it's our annual gala event. And you've been to two of them, Brandon, or one?
I've been to one of them because last year I couldn't come because my mom had COVID and was in the hospital.
Right. So you've been to one, and so this will be a second one. And we're like, listen, Brandon, you know, we're a man, we're men, and even Anna, who's not sexually active currently, she's not a virgin by all means. She, you know, has Anna, you fucked.
Fucked, yes.
And you like to fuck?
Yes.
And if you could find the right person...
I would fuck again.
That would meet all your little quirky qualifications, you'd be fucking again.
I'd fuck again.
That's a quest in itself.
But yes. This is about Brandon.
But this is about Brandon, and you have experienced sex, so to speak. And so you're not a virgin, by all means. And so Brandon's the only one that we know, you know, that's a virgin.
I actually have something to admit. I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
Since last night.
So we come up with this harebrained idea the last time he was here that we were going to hire a party girl to get Brandon some pussy. We were like, we're going to, you know, try to. Well, there's just not that world anymore.
And the quality was.
Yeah. Like, you know, you just can't go to a certain.
That's not a good woo, by the way.
Yeah. So the last time Brandon was here, we had a couple of these girls from these sites or whatever, and they're like, and the one girl, first of all, they're all a bunch of fucking scammers, and they want you to pay for their pictures and, like, you know, send them an Uber and all this bull. Like, they're just complete fucking flakes. Mm-hmm. That whole world in itself is just a flake job. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't think girls are really doing hooking very much anymore because they can just be a cam girl
right,
now.
Exactly.
Like, who's your $25 cash?
So right. So it's just, it's the party girl circuit, so to speak, that I used to kind of travel in back in the day, you know, I always knew of about, you know, four or five girls that were, quote, party girls. So, Blitz, if you had some boys in town or something like that, you could always call $200-$300 and guys getting some pussy. It's just the way it was. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that way anymore because we tried to hire these couple party girls. And if they all flaked out, there are no shows. And when we were talking to these party girls, the one party girl specialized in handicaps. Mm-hmm. So she was
allegedly.
She was like, hey, I like fucking guys in wheelchairs and stuff like that. So we're like, okay, well, that's what we got. That's what we got. And she's like, okay, I'll be there. Well, she was supposed to be here one day. Boom, no show.
Anxiety, panic attack.
Panic attack.
Had to go to the hospital.
So then she was supposed to come back the next day. She's like, I promise I'll be there. I'll fucking be there. I promise. Well, she no-showed again. Anyway, make a long story short, you know, we came up short on losing Brandon's virginity the last time he was here. Well, I start talking to Hatley, Brent Hatley, and his wife is not a party girl, but they're in the lifestyle, and she's got an OnlyFans account. And I think that that's what she kind of does. She fucks.
Yeah.
And Brent takes video of it. And
so good.
And I think that
did
she
say it's so good.
Yeah.
I think that she is absolutely killing it on her OnlyFans account. And so anyway, just somehow organically, the topic of her fucking Brandon comes up, and she's like, I would love to do that, and I would consider it an honor to take his virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we stand. Brandon's coming down here next week, and I'm going to have her on the phone tomorrow to confirm all this.
And what's the hour countdown, Brandon?
It's like 200. Well, it's 220 hours now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Brandon, as we've been discussing this, by the way, you can go to BubbaArmyStore.com, and we have Let's Go Brandon shirts, which kind of coincidentally goes with the Let's Go Brandon thingy. But our Brandon is Brandon the Quad.
Yep.
Anyway, go get those while you can. We're running low on those. Anna, which brings me to the next topic. I want to do a shirt for you.
What?
The only two people that need to have shirts left are you and Dan. So I'm going to do the Dan shirt next, but I want you to be thinking on what, you know, type of shirt you may like. You know, Tyler has a shirt. Blitz has a shirt. I got a couple different shirts. Lummy has a shirt. Everybody's got a shirt. Brandon the Quad's got a shirt. Well, I mean, Anna, we may only sell 50 of them, but still, we're nonetheless going to have an honest shirt.
Okay.
So you need to be thinking about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't let it consume you, but, you know, think
it
about
will.
It. All right.
Too late.
So Brandon the Quad is going to come down here, and Caitlin Hatley is going to take his virginity. So while we've been talking about this process, Brandon has admitted that he thinks that he's not going to maybe even possibly be able to insert because he could potentially just, you know, orgasm at just the sight of her walking in. So at that point, we're like, well, Brandon, you need to start, you know, training and edging and learning how to, you know, control that muscle that turns off that, you know, that feeling, so to speak. Is that your, is that like your Kegel muscle or something like that? Like, what is it for your, what is it for a guy? Is it your prostate?
For what?
For, to cut off your.
It's the, Kegel. Your pelvic floor muscle.
Yeah. So your pubic floor muscle or your Kegel is what you got to kind of build up. Because, like, if you're not experienced, man, you just, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so Brandon has been kind of thinking that he might, right, as soon as she shows the titties. And so we're trying to get Brandon, you know, a built up a little tolerances, if you will. And he's been calling us with his trek, so to speak. Now, Brandon, do you think that you'll get, do you think that you'll make insertion?
Yes, I think I will. I don't know how long, but I think it'll get in there.
Like, good. Like, that's all we want is insertion. Now, hopefully, you know, you might be able to go, like, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5
pumps?
Minutes.
Oh.
Pumps. How long? Do you think you'll be counting your time in pumps or minutes?
Well, see, I won't be able to pump it, so she'll have to.
Oh, she's. She'll control. You know, she'll control the movement, so to speak.
Dude, I don't care how many times he fucking does this before whatever.
The minute
that shit slides over, he's done, dude. He is done.
So you're saying the minute, like, so he's there in the wheelchair. By the way, he has to have sex in the wheelchair, and she knows that. So you're saying the minute that she lowers herself onto his manhood, he's done.
He's done.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, what we're trying to
do—that's
all
right. That he can, like, hopefully recover and go again, now, and then that time he'll last a minute. Yeah, like that's cool.
Like, what's your recovery time, you think, buddy? Like, on your first party, how fast can you get, you know, hard again?
Probably about 10 minutes.
10?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just you bebopping with yourself. Can you imagine if you had her there helping you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, it sounds a little weird, but yeah.
I mean, it sounds weird.
No, just the way I answered it.
Oh, yeah, it sounds weird because your eyes are rolling back in your head and you almost got one right there.
Yeah, fucking shark.
Undertaker.
I mean, the thought of her maybe possibly giving you oral to get you back in the game. Is that like
That's awesome. Yeah,
and you've never, I guess, you've never had oral either, have you?
Nope.
Now, are you going to, I don't think you're going to have, I think it's going to be unprotected, is it not?
Well, whatever she's comfortable with.
Well, yeah, I don't think that, you know, she can't.
Yeah.
No. I think that she can't have a condom catheter, you know, because there's like a tube on
it. I'm going to bite him.
Now, does he think he's going to be able to perform on her?
Oh.
You mean the Lappy Lappy Smurf?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to go Lappy Lappy on her?
I'm going to try it.
And I got to think that you've never done that. Maybe we should start with you giving her oral. Maybe that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Like as an appetizer?
Appetizer, yeah.
Not an advertiser, but as an appetizer,
that's what I thought you said at first.
Yeah.
Ass. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you
some mozzarella sticks.
Yeah,
oh, those are good.
Maybe you get the Tunyon from Longhorn, you know?
I've had one of those. Those are pretty good.
Boneless bites.
I got $200 worth of gift certificates at Longhorn. I love Longhorn. I might go there tonight.
There you go.
But anyway, so Brandon, maybe you start with that, but that she'd have to contort herself clear up to the wheel.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Wheelchair deal.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But remember, I can lay it down, put my...
Oh, that's right. You got like the three-wheel motion on your wheelchair.
He could lay it flat with his head up, and she could like stand over him.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
On it. Now, please mind you, everybody that's watching us on Facebook and YouTube, that Caitlin Hatley has agreed to all this. No money exchanged at all.
No.
Zero. Like, this is not prostitution or nothing.
No.
And she has, not only is it not prostitution,
she's a fucking healthcare hero.
Social worker.
She's a fucking healthcare hero.
Biggie 7375, $50 cash. Let's go, Brandon.
Now, the other thing. The other thing is this. She's also agreed to to videotape it, and I think she's going to put it on her OnlyFans. And I think we need to try to blitz. I think we need to try to put it on our OnlyFans too.
Why not? Yeah.
Our OnlyFans need more work than hers does.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Brandon, if you were to lay all this out into like a 3 or 4 part series, and here are the parts, okay? One, you give her oral. Two, she gives you oral.
Well, he's probably gonna start by licking them titties.
Blitz.
What?
Are you having these outbursts? Can you settle down?
Wait,
a little
bit? Was one titties or oral?
So let's
vagina.
Go. Let's go. Let's go.
That sounds like oral vagina. What the fuck?
Let's go.
Clinical.
Lick titties.
Yeah, lick them titties.
One. Chapter one is lick titties.
The number two is eating her pussy.
Yeah.
Eat that puss.
Number three is her giving you head.
Sucking that dick.
And number four is fucking.
Eat that asshole.
So four is fucking?
Yeah.
Okay. What? How are you confused about this?
One, there's a lot of things going on.
One,
not
titty licking.
Lick them titties.
Two, pussy.
Eat that box.
Three,
suck that dick.
And four,
fucking.
So I think you do a one. Into a three, into a two, into a four.
All right, there.
Yeah.
On a deal. Almost nutted on the deal.
I did.
So, Brandon, go one.
How about a 1, 2, 4, 3?
Well, I mean.
Oh, man.
How about a 4, 3, 2, 1?
Brandon, give me only the numbers. Now, you know the numbers. Give me what you
four,
how
four,
you got,
four,
how you gotta
four,
lay, how
two,
you gotta lay it
one,
out.
Four, four, four.
One.
What's one?
One is the titties.
Right?
Two is the...
No, I know. Well, give me the... Is that the order?
We want the order of operations.
I want you to give me the order of how this is going down.
Is there any kissing?
No.
No.
Okay. Gross.
There's no kissing.
No kissing.
Kissing that pussy.
There's kissing. Private parts.
Yeah.
No lip.
Licking that dick hole.
All right, so easy.
What the fuck?
We're not going to monetize this fucking show. My God.
Yeah. Trying to keep it clinical.
Trying to keep it clinical. That went out 28 minutes ago.
I just want to see YouTube, or I want to see Facebook's their closed captioning. What is
it? You should see it. Yeah, dick hole. All right, we're going to monetize this shit. My God.
Are we having any testicle sucking?
No, listen, that's part of dick sucking.
Yeah.
It's part of three?
Yeah. Like, Lummy, we're trying to make it like a Five Guys menu. It's real simple.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Right.
This isn't the secret menu.
Yeah, yeah, you get endless French fries, right?
Yeah, there's variations of one. There's variations of two. There's variations of three. There's variations of fucking.
Of course.
So how do you see this working numbers-wise?
One, two, and then three, and then four, and then maybe some three again.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to go. Oh, okay. So you want tits, eat the pussy, get to head, fuck, and then get some head.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Fucking, that's like. That's
so that's a
nice
one,
dude.
Two, three.
I'm jealous.
Hold on. That's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 3.
Yep.
Is that what you're looking for? Say it.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, three.
There you go.
Yeah. Bingo.
Don't forget dessert.
Yeah, yeah, and then maybe, yeah, and then a four. So it should go 1, 2,
dessert
three.
Is when you go back to two.
1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 2, 4.
This is like Simon Says.
That's a cool password.
Here's what it's going to be. Here's what it's going to be for Brandon.
Let's give you a half
a one,
and a one.
One, come. The next session's too nervous. Soft noodled Willie. Nervous Jones.
She can still suck him off with a wet noodle.
Like his balls?
Yeah.
Have you ever had you've never even had your balls licked before, have you?
Oh, sorry.
Brandon,
no,
nothing's better than
if he's never had his dick sucked, he's never had his balls.
Know,
could you imagine
man,
a situation
better,
where he had said yes to one of those?
Nothing's better than dropping those balls right down on a girl's mouth with a teabagger.
See, I don't mind doing that, but I don't like my balls played with that much.
Nothing's better than the girl hanging her head over the side of the bed.
Yes,
like and then you drop them down. You drop those balls down like you're dropping a frozen turkey into the fucking into the fucking frying
into the
deal.
Deep fryer,
deep fat frying my balls in your mouth.
Just boiling over, fires are starting everywhere.
Your mouth is the fucking kettle, and my balls are the turkey.
Ben, do you have big testicles?
Let me lower them right on down.
Yeah, how are your balls?
Yeah, are they big? Do you have big testicles?
I think you're pretty big and long.
I mean, you
got big and long.
Yeah, long. Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. Long is not good.
What are they? Eggs?
Girls don't like long balls. They like
it's a
big
giant
balls.
Jelly bean. What the
long,
fuck?
Long
jelly
balls.
Bean. He's probably like eggs.
Long balls are what grandpas have.
What,
okay.
Ostrich egg down there?
As you get older, your balls get
long. I have long balls yet.
Brandon, take the long ball and take that right out of your fucking playbook because it's not cool.
Okay.
You don't want to tell girl you got long balls, okay?
That's not what trying to brag, but I got some long
that's
balls.
That's what your grandpa's got is long balls. And I've actually seen on an older gentleman whose balls actually hit the water.
Wow.
For real.
Yeah, were they standing up?
Long? No, the guy was sitting in the toilet, and his balls hit the water. Yeah.
Well, that'd be cold.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, take the long ball out of your playbook, okay?
Just say you got big balls.
I got big balls.
Well, what I meant was I can stretch them out. I can stretch it out.
No, that's bad. You don't want that. That's the skin.
Yeah.
Well, stretching out your balls aren't such. I mean, I kind of like my balls stretched a little bit, too, but. You know, naturally as you get older, your balls like start to sag a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
They hang.
Yeah. Like sometimes if I sit wrong, I'll sit on one of my balls.
That does happen. Yeah. That sucks. Yeah.
My mom's done that to me when she put me in my wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
I sit on my own balls.
Oh, you're already sitting on your balls?
Yeah, at 37, he's already sitting on his balls.
Oh, no.
I wonder how much this is going to shrink up once it's done.
Yeah, once you get that nut, your bag gets real shrunk up.
It does.
Your bag gets...
Yeah.
Your bag gets... It's just this fucking phenomenon.
The balls want to go hide inside.
Yeah, the balls, they retreat up.
They do.
And then the bag comes with them. You're like, man, how did that bag get so tight all of a sudden?
Retreat.
Now your balls and your bag, they start fucking, you know.
Packing up and going home.
Yeah, they start going for the higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm bringing 18 extra.
They go inside for safety.
But see, Brandon, we're just like some old timers down at the Domino's Hall that's teaching the young gun. You know, like these are conversations.
The young boy.
Yeah, you're the young boy, and you know, you're going out to get some pussy for the first time, and us old timers are telling you how it goes.
Yeah, the tricks.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you want it? Now? I know you've never teabagged a girl, but is that something you might be interested in teabagging?
But I don't know how I do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'll be in my chair.
He's doing a handstand.
Oh yeah, but I guess she can teabag you though, right?
I hope not.
Yeah, that might not be good.
I'm not saying that she's got the equipment to teabag. I'm talking about
plot twist.
Squatting down over the fucking face.
Yeah, microwave rich 3,500 stars.
Blitz, teabagging herself
Blitz,
with his nuts.
All the porn I've ever seen, yeah. I've never seen a guy in a wheelchair that laid his shit down and the girl, you know, got her, was eating. I've never seen that.
Right. We need to see that.
Brandon, it might, you know, I don't know that, is wheelchair porn a thing?
Of course it is.
Yes, it is. Well, I've seen some.
He looks.
Are both people in a wheelchair or just one?
I don't think.
Just one.
Yeah, okay. Like, how could.
I don't know, Bubba. I just ask you questions.
Wheelchair porn. Yeah.
Could you imagine me in a
Yes.
was playing a bifida? My mom would have to do all the movements for us.
Oh, that'd
your
be
poor
great.
Mom. She's even got a like.
Brandon, when you're not on this deal, what's your favorite kind of porn to watch? The categories.
Kind of porn is
what
to watch is mature women.
Maternity?
Not like granny, no, but
mature
like,
women.
Mature women.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like yeah. MILFs, but like in no, porn. Hold on. In porn, a MILF is 27.
Yeah.
He might be into the GILF.
Right. Which is like 35.
No, not the saggy old tits.
So like 40-year-old, you know, like yeah. You know, gross. Women that, you know, have a couple yeah. kids and a job at the accounting firm that
yeah, and then like the MILF hunter kind of.
Okay.
Kind of
MILF hunter.
Oh, like a yeah. MILF hunter deal. Yeah. You know none of that's yeah. you know that none of that's real.
Yeah, it's all staged.
Right. Now, I'll tell you what's not staged is what you're fixing to do, my friend. This is organic yeah. and as real as it gets, does
yeah,
it not?
It's as real as fucking can be.
I mean, Blitz, the kind of porn that I like is more reality-based.
Me
like,
too.
You know, like amateur.
Me too. Homemade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm into.
Me too.
And this is about as homemade and as niche as you could potentially get, don't you think? Wheelchair.
Yeah, it's homemade, yeah.
Homemade wheelchair.
That's what a lot of these wheelchair porns are.
Oh. It's got so many hashtags, it's not even funny.
Well, listen, and you don't have a problem with, you know, us, you know, putting this up on our OnlyFans account. You've already, like, I don't need to, you know.
This is gonna be on the internet till after I die.
Yeah, he's gonna,
gonna be
on
your legacy.
The boys.
Superstar.
You're gonna be able to say, bitch, I got some pussy, just go here and look. There's yeah. You don't have to tell no urban stories around the small town, little Iowa that you piss in Iowa that you live in. You're going to be able to say, yeah, not only did I get fucked down in Florida, but here, go to this website and watch it.
Yeah, you can call your brother a bitch boy. You're going to get your pussy.
Yeah, now your brother is a very good looking guy, and he can't get any pussy, can he?
Because he's love story. That's why.
Oh, is he love story? But he's love story over some bitch that ain't love story over him.
Mm. I know.
So that really makes you, I mean, you really look like a bitch boy when you've thrown out the love story to a girl and she's not love story.
Now, is
you
this
back.
The same fucking hoe that he's flew home for nothing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
And she's 25.
Well, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but.
Well, she's a little old, but whatever.
Hey, Lummy, I just had a guy that knows about sports memorabilia,
yeah.
and he said it's actually worth more if it's addressed to me.
Oh, right. I was going to order a bat holder. Put it in glass. Mount it up. Take a picture, show you.
Put it on a glass. Now, Brandon, is there anything that you would like to do?
Sumo!
That you would like to do that we have talked about yet?
No.
How about like
butt play?
Titty fucking?
Yeah, you only want to lick that asshole.
Hey, everybody, just settle down. Everybody, just settle down. All right.
Boop.
I'm up for whatever.
Well, I know, but
see?
Like,
don't say that.
Lick some asshole.
But, like, do you want to get your butthole licked, or do you want to? How about you?
Pinky in there.
There's no way that could happen.
How about you lick? Would you lick her butthole?
I'm up for anything, but I'm gonna be polite about it. I'm not gonna go in there. Asking.
Well, you don't boss hog your way into the butthole.
Sometimes you just gotta take the butthole
by the horns.
I mean, if you're out there doing a number two, okay, you know what a number two is, right?
Yeah, is that the beach?
Yeah, you're eating her sniz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was.
I was like a shit.
No, she's pooping.
No, you
got confused.
You're eating her sniz, and then you
like,
know
you
just
say
you
shit
just
on the
you
air.
Just yeah, but you know you're just eating her sniz, and next thing you know you just You just go down 2-3 inches, and there's the BH.
Yeah.
And you start fucking setting fast time on the BH, kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, Buzzer Bob's also from Iowa, so.
I mean, ass eating runs in the water up there, buddy. Yeah. People
Part
in
of your
Iowa,
culture.
People corn-fed
asshole eaters.
People in Iowa like to eat ass. It's official.
Is he going to use
Some
the cobra?
Florida do
Is he going to get any stink on the cobra?
Oh.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
I'm taking your Pete Rose bat away from you. You're going to get any stink on the cobra.
What do you mean? He's the one who said it.
Yeah, whatever.
No, don't take the bat, please.
I'm not taking the bat. I'm not a giver.
Thank you.
I almost said something else.
You're a taker.
Speaking of that, they said they're going to come up with their new name in February.
Whose new name?
The Cleveland team, right?
What are they going to be?
No,
Washington.
Yeah, the Washington team.
Cleveland's already a new team. They're the Guardians.
That's right. Guardians.
But they're using like the same font and everything.
Yeah. Fucking Guardians. I think of like a home protection system.
An angel.
Yeah.
That's right. When bad guys try to get into your house, not this family. They're protected by the Guardian. Guardian home fucking burglar protection.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the Guardian. And what's Washington going to be? And why is everybody is everybody all uptight?
Why does anyone care
about just?
Because three people on Twitter made us think about it.
Yeah,
right. Well, I mean, what did you send me just now?
Oh, I sent you the Cleveland Guardians.
I can give a fuck about that.
We'll talk about it.
All right, Brandon the Quad. Well, listen, you know, the countdown has begun, and you're edging and training for this deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have Caitlin Hatley.
Oh, when's your mom going to shave you?
Oh, Christ.
She's going to shave me on Monday night so it's not...
And how bad is it right now? How bad is it right now?
It's like pretty sad, squatchy.
Oh God.
Are you gonna shave your butt too? Like the inside of the cheeks?
I don't think there's any access to your ass. There's no way to get to your ass, is there?
Well, my mom can roll me over and do that, but
Yeah.
I don't think Caitlin Hatley is. I mean, let's just get your penis taken care of. Let's not worry.
Penis and balls.
Now you're gonna. Is she gonna shave? Is she gonna shave it all down, or what's the plan?
I think she said she's gonna make it look respectable.
No, we want it bare.
You want to take a beck to it?
Yeah, like mine. Like I don't have any fucking pubic hair. I'm completely bald.
I have some.
I'm bald. I'm completely bald.
But I gotta keep some on there so the condoms.
Yeah, he uses the hair as a fucking a keeping device.
A gription?
Yeah.
As a tie down.
Right.
He uses pubic hair as a tie down for his fucking condom.
Yeah. Sam, all right.
Well, she needs to get like a really nice, like a Manscaped, you know, 4.0 trimmer and get it all trimmed
up.
He's
gonna have one small rat tail that he can use for his condom.
Listen,
shave it all, have a rat tail.
You gotta make it so that it's really neatly trimmed. Because I'm just gonna tell you. Yeah, girls don't like getting pubic hair in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't. Yeah.
They hate that, and neither do us guys either. There's something about a pubic hair where you can't get it out of your fucking mouth. Like it's for some reason
it's there, but you can't find it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh my God, and
even when you think you got it out, you still think it's still there.
And then the worst if it gets in your throat.
Oh.
And then you start drinking like literally gallons of water to try to get it down, and it just can't.
Ew,
pubic hair is very resilient, man.
It is.
Well,
that's why all women should shave that shit to zero.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, Caitlin Hatley's pussy is right down to zero. I promise
it's right down to zero. I see it on the video.
Good.
Right.
Hell yeah.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
She's got some nice...
Are there any videos of her using a pussy pump, Brandon?
Jesus Christ, Blitz.
She just wrote her first Sivian a couple days ago.
Oh, frig, yeah.
And did you get off on that one?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, listen, we got to go. This has just been absolutely filthy.
Sorry, YouTube and Facebook.
We'll talk to you. Let's talk to you on...
we have Caitlin on?
Tomorrow is... call me
after.
When call me after I have Caitlin on, okay?
Okay.
You filthy McNasty. After she's on...
She's on at 10:30 our time.
You filthy McNasty, you call me, okay?
Okay.
See you later, buddy.
Love you guys.
See you, Brandon.
Bye, Brandon. Happy edging.
By the way, speaking of our OnlyFans, That Janessa
the
sucks.
Chocolate cock.
Sucking.
What? Chocolate cock.
Jeez. Yeah, on our OnlyFans, which is the Bubba Army.
Chocolate cock.
Janessa sucks chocolate cock, but then so did a couple of the. couple of the.
Other guys?
Yeah. Interns or whatever.
Right.
No wonder they hate me. Like Butch, if you, like Butch, if we had a meeting and you're like, what? What?
I mean, you all right there, Lummy?
Thanks for the bat, Bubba.
What? What happened?
What have I missed?
Nothing.
He was just hitting himself in the head with the bat.
What did I miss?
Were you sucking chocolate cock?
What were you saying, Bubba, about the interns?
And sucking chocolate cocks?
Did you suck chocolate cock? Is it on OnlyFans?
I guess so.
You sucking chocolate cock?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh darn it. You want me to take it down?
Me and Pantera.
I don't think this one was one of those, though.
No, I think this was Nick and somebody else.
You just dived yourself out for no reason.
Oh, you started laughing!
You're going nuts!
Hold on. Is there a Lummy? Because if there is a Lummy sucking chocolate cock, I'll find it. You just told on yourself.
I'm an idiot.
Because the chocolate cock that I saw on OnlyFans was just Nick, Chaz.
Right. That's why I said that.
And you're not being very careful with that autograph.
Oh, I use the, there's a backside of it right here, away from the big stick that doesn't have anything.
Alex Morales, one of our best fans, says, go update BAR. Still want to listen to Monday and Tuesday.
They're on there.
It's on the, if you go to the main page under recent downloads, they're on there.
There you go. So Lummy, there is a Lummy sucks chocolate cock deal?
No, there's not.
And here's the deal, Blitz. Like if we were to have a meeting and about doing stuff, and you would say, hey, listen, you know, we're going to have a couple of the guys here at work suck chocolate cock live on the air. I'd be like, ew, no, let's not do that. Let's
yeah, I mean, I would not bring that
well,
up.
That's
but okay.
not how it was portrayed
no,
in the
no,
beginning.
No.
But here's the deal. I don't think of all this stuff. The people that work for me do, and I had a guy named Bruce Hamill that was a real perv.
Yeah.
And so, Blitz, I think that you'll be the first one, even though, you know, you always like to bury me, you always speak the truth, and the fact that I don't necessarily come up with this nonsense.
No, I mean, like, you enjoyed the comedy of it, but it wasn't, like, your idea or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't have those ideas now because I don't think that way. But well, I wish somebody would have taken me aside back then and go, listen, you know what, Let's not make the guy suck chocolate.
You're fired.
Dick. They're gonna.
You're fired.
They're gonna not.
We
like
need content. You're fired.
Well,
everyone wants to see Chaz suck a chocolate cock right now. You're fired.
It wasn't started out that way.
Out of my building.
Because they could have said to me, "Listen, we got a hot fucking porn star in Janessa Brazil.
Well, then we'll have him suck the cock next to the porn star."
Well, see, it wasn't supposed to be that way in the beginning. It was a bear. And then even like with Hamill, like when we were doing the gladiator thing with the baseball bats, and then Hamill came up with put him just in jock straps.
Yeah, Hamill's the one that came up with all the guy on guy stuff.
I know.
And granted, I went with it. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I went.
Well,
with
you got
it.
A bad rap because, like, you went with it, and then, like, in the moment, you like took it over the top, which you know you should do.
Well, I'm not gonna sit here and
if you're not gonna poo-poo it as it's going on.
If they're sucking chocolate cock on my show,
you're gonna cheer them on.
Then you'd be like, well, then go ahead and suck that cock,
right?
Do your best at it.
That's my boy right there.
The bear was supposed to suck the chocolate cock. That was what it was supposed to be.
And he didn't like it.
He didn't want to suck the chocolate
Lummy
cock.
The
even
cock.
The bear knew it was bad.
Yeah. He took one for the team and sucked a cock. And
so
Lummy
goes,
appreciate you.
I know the bear won't do it, but I'll suck a chocolate
that
cock.
That looks really tasty.
I heard they were good.
They were really
good. I mean, I heard that they were. No, because we took milk chocolate. And we put it in a mold.
Yeah.
And so it was really
cock
good.
Mold.
It was really good chocolate. It tasted super good. It just
so you had some too. You had some chocolate cock too.
You had a couple balls.
I may have had a nut or two. Off camera, I may have eaten a nut or two.
Okay, that's
fair. You know how that works.
Yeah, I do. Kind of. No.
Sometimes you got to eat a nut.
Gross. Yes.
So with the BARP party next week.
Is that still going on?
Yeah, it's still going on until Scooter brings a gun.
Oh god.
You know, I finished number four of the Bubba, you've been canceled culture abstract
canceled out series.
The cancel outs.
The cancel series. the one of 10, the 10-piece You've Been Canceled series. Mm-hmm. And this is Cheech and Chong that was standing with Manson.
I can't wait to see it in 90
seconds.
And so
I abstract Manson out, and then I put the type of emotions that I thought Manson might be having right now.
Okay.
And so the ongoing canceled guy is always a yellow face, sad. He sometimes his tears are crying. Sometimes his tears are running down his face. Sometimes they're not. This is piece number 4 in that ongoing series. And
I wonder if anybody knows what that shirt even means. He's got the Free Mark shirt.
I do.
I think I do.
I do not.
Okay. What, Lummy?
Isn't it his son?
No.
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 I know. Well, I know his son went to jail, I think, right?
I don't know about that. That's not what this is.
Gotcha.
Now, I was going to put these up on Bubba. They're $250. There's only 10 of them. It's a rib. It's a piece of Bubba Army history, if you will. I can only make 10 of these. They come in all different shapes and sizes. And am I full of myself thinking people will pay $250 for this? Yeah, kind of. But if history has it where, you know, I can sell my suit for $1,000 and various game-worn jerseys that I've worn for $500 and $600 that my abstract art. Now, I've had a lot of people that have wanted to buy my other pieces, and I've not sold them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to sell these, and I was going to offer them on Bubba Army Store, all 10 of them, put them all up together. But then Blitz is like, well, maybe we should offer them to the people that go to BARP first.
Ooh.
So I'm going to display them and offer them to BARP attendees only. Now, the merch crick will have a box. She'll have 10 boxes that if you do buy these at BARP, we will immediately put it in the box, have you address it, and we'll ship it out for you. So you don't have to carry this back on a plane. I don't think with today's plane kind of deals, Blitz, that you could even put this in the overhead or anything. Mm-hmm. This would be very awkward. It's kind of a big
charge for it anyway.
Yeah. So I'm going to have all 10 pieces at BARP displayed. They're 250, first come, first serve. I may sell them all. I may sell none.
Yeah, if you don't want it, don't buy it. We don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. But if you do, I'll have a box that I can put it in immediately, and it'll go out Monday. So here we are. This is the Cheech and Chong one. This is number 4 of 10. They all have been signed and numbered. I can only imagine what the people who hate me in radio are saying. They're probably trying to put a pathetic gimmick on me when really deep down, it's pretty fucking pimp, ain't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry that you can't do that, and I can.
Yeah, can't sell your art, jobbers.
Yeah, can't sell your art, jobbers.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, I'm exhausted, and I got to go. It looks like Tyler and I are doing... Tyler, are we doing that battery gimmick?
Only after our meeting.
Oh, yeah, we got a meeting.
Yeah.
Everybody file in here.
Everybody.
Well, you want to do it like let's give people 5 minutes to get
to
the studio.
Yeah, we got
to
do some stuff here.
Yeah, 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay,
5 or 10 minutes. We'll have an all staff meeting.
Perfect.
The only bad thing about all staff meetings is I'm exhausted after having to do two shows, and I can't. I got a whole fucking list of shit here, and I just want to say fuck it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, you wouldn't tell me what it was because I could tell the guys, but
no, we'll just do it.
Okay.
Well, it might be kind of long, but we'll get through it.
That's fine. We need to do it anyway.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Samara.
Every after show will be
here. In case anyone was wondering, nobody got in chat guest. It's Mark Emery, by the way.
Who's it's that? The Canadian guy, right? I thought it was his son.
Who's that?
It's his name's Mark Emery.
He ships seeds or something.
Yeah, he used to ship seeds.
Weed
seeds a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And he got arrested for it.
Went to prison for it.
Yeah.
For how long?
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Quite a while.
Now it's legal there.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Yep. That's how fucked up.
But
stuff
a lot of
is.
That, a lot of that's because of him and what he did.
Yeah. Oh.
Thankfully, like he was a big. Proponent of
he had to take one for the team.
Yeah, he did.
He was the Jesus for weed guys.
Yep, one of them.
Appreciate you, everybody. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe on our YouTube channel and get updates accordingly. Anna's going to teach me how to sign into our Instagram. I may go live on there a few times today. I may not.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day.